Hey guys, Dave Kurt, broker of record with Lake City Realty, coming at you with another episode of the Sudbury Real Estate Podcast. Absolutely love spending 10 or 15 minutes with you guys on the mic, in your earbuds, or wherever you're listening to me. Thank you for those that listen and those that are tuning in. I just wanted to say that it's because of you and the ones that are liking this, sharing this with their friends and family, and really even if you're giving me any reviews, I'd appreciate it immensely. It really helps get me out there, and I'm really trying to have a lot of local knowledge for Sudbury about what's going on in the marketplace, and plus I just get to chat and check in with you guys out there. But honestly, guys, first week of September, we're here. We've got the first week of school that's been absolutely incredible. You've seen them, my kids' smiling faces. They get off the school bus and chatting about them, about new teachers, new friends, what recess is like, what's the highlight of the day has been absolutely amazing. Plus, we have Rib Fest this week, which is just on another level. And I'll get into that a little bit when I talk about what's going on in Sudbury. But beyond that, even guys, one of my favorite is NFL. Football is back. I got to watch the Buffalo Bills beat up on LA last night. It was so nice to be able to have, there's just group chats going off with our friends about what's going on in the football game and stuff like that. And then we look at the fantasy teams. I know even this year we started a new thing within our office where we have a fantasy football league. I've had one with friends for probably 15 years now as well, kind of thing. So a lot of excitement going on a lot of different fronts as we step into September here. But what's going on in Canada at a national level? It finally happened. That big Bank of Canada meeting happened this week. And what was the decision? It was a 0.75% increase in the rates. And what did people think about that? Is that surprising? Like, it may have surprised some, but personally, I was almost sick and tired about all this prediction buzz. And like, maybe it's just me spending too much time on Twitter and scrolling through Reddit and things like that with looking at the prediction posts. But it was just nice to have the reality here. It's been like 6 months of sitting back and saying, what's the bank going to do next? What's the next change that's coming from this big bad wolf, which is the Bank of Canada? And honestly, like, I kind of just want to shift my focus away from saying what's happening at the next meetings and what's happening when they get together and the next press release is coming, to more of like, how many more hikes are coming? What's going to happen? And when will they take a step back? I think that's a better approach now than like really trying to get into the weeds of, well, is it going to be 0.25 or 0.5 at the next increase? But what's happening on the local level? Guys, we had RibFest. RibFest was so much fun this year. I think it was one of the best times that I remember in such a long time. And I know it was a couple year break with COVID. And to see it back and just to see everybody posting on Instagram and Facebook about how much fun they were having. But beyond that, like going down there and experiencing it, we were there in the rain and still everybody was so happy. We were seeing people together. There was concerts going on at the amphitheater. There was the little booths that all over the place. It was so awesome. And to me, it was like, it was a little bit of a blend of, I absolutely love Bell Park. I think it's one of our top things we have in Sudbury to do. And having it at that location is the first time we've had it there. I just think I've actually driven by the entire summer and thought that strip where the RibFest trucks were parked is such an open opportunity for a market or something to set up there on a more like semi-permanent basis and do something a little bit bigger than what's happening now. We had tons of parking right across the street. Seeing every time like that stoplight would change, there was a mass amount of people that were walking across. It just felt so awesome to see people, to get out and about, and to have some awesome ribs as well, kind of thing. Couldn't be happier. I can't wait to see what they continue to do in the future. But like, again, so much fun in Sudbury that we had on the long weekend before going back to school. What's happening on the real estate front, though? It's interesting. Like, I kind of feel like sometimes I'm just chatting about the same thing over and over again. But this week, we had 46 sales. Last week, we had 44 sales. Last week, we had 67 new listings. This week, we had 60. We still saw 24 conditional listings and the same amount of multiple offers as last week, kind of thing. So it's a very similar week, but we are seeing a small step up in number of sales and a small step back in new listings. The interesting thing is we were actually trending down with total listings for quite a while. We hit a high of about 288 or something like that. We were down to 248 listings last week. We're back to 250 this week, but staying very kind of consistent, but with some minor tweaks in there. What are my five takeaways for this week though? Takeaway number one is every week we are seeing more new listings than sales, but it's interesting to note that the margin or that delta between those numbers of sales is getting smaller. Sales are constantly creeping up and new listings are creeping down. And don't take this as a sign that we're going to go back to a market of 6 months ago, that chaos and that carnage, but the numbers trending in this direction, it's also a case to be made that the market may not pull back as much as we think it may pull back. That's step one, guys. I don't want to get into too much into the weeds on that one, but it might not be as bad as we think it's going to be. Step two, August stats are in, and one of the first numbers that I always like to look at when it is average sale price. And I'm looking at a monthly basis, and I know that it's not as great of a standard on number when I'm looking at it, what exactly happened in that 1 month time period. Say as if I looked at a 3 month rolling average or a 12 month rolling average or something like that. But it is very telling to say what's the appetite of the month and where's the house price is selling for, what's that general price point. We are down to 430 on average sale price in August. And that's from 446 in July and 510,000 just a few months ago back in April. The interesting note is not that the prices are down $80,000 from the monthly peak we saw at the top of the market. And I don't even think it's that the fact that the market feels like average sale price actually feels lower than 430. It kind of feels like it's maybe like 415 or 420 right now. But the interesting note that I think is we are still up over $50,000 on the average sale price of last August. That's a trend that I'm actually fully expecting to reverse by October at the latest, and maybe even by September. And I did a little bit of a chart and analysis, anybody that wants to go to our website or our blog and take a look at this. But September's average price point for 2021 was $414,000. August average sale price was $385,000. So, and we kept on trending up. Like we went from July $375,000, $385,000 in August to $415,000 in September, and then October hit $472,000. This is going to be the first time either this September or this October that we start being lower on a year-over-year price point. And that hasn't happened yet. So that's a really interesting thing to start to take a realization of, that anybody that bought 12 months ago might be in a position where their house is worth less than what they paid for it. My next takeaway from the week is the big Bank of Canada. So that big bad wolf, the BOC meeting finally happened this week, and the result was that 0.75% increase. Up goes variable rate mortgages, up goes home equity line of credits, up goes credit card payments, up goes, and like what's interesting with those home equity line of credits though is that buyers all over Canada were leveraging these to scoop up rental properties. It's quite astonishing. I don't know if you've ever predicted the bank being so aggressive with increasing that overnight rate so quickly. The bigger question that I talked about earlier is like, when are they gonna stop? I was secretly hoping that they were actually gonna do the big whammy this month, this increase, and go for that full 1% increase. Because in my mind, if they did that at that meeting, that they would take at least a few meetings off, take a break until the rest of 2022 is done, and just say, what's that carnage that we caused? Let's see what's happening before we touch anything else. I think right now the latest I've heard from the banks pricing in future increase, or the market's pricing in future increases, is there's still another about a half a point to come into play by the end of the year. And there's two more meetings, which would mean a quarter point each. That's if you trust what the bettors are doing in the marketplace right now. The bigger message here is we're in the new normal. And those are thinking that rates are going to go down or tank because the world's in turbulent times, or that, you know, the government can't do this to me, are sadly mistaken. It will take a long time for buyers to normalize themselves with a new cost of money. And I think a lot of the transactions that buyers are doing right now were buyers that were approved at locked in or lower interest rates, and they're taking advantage of those while they're rushing into the marketplace. That means the full realization of how difficult things will be in this new rate environment hasn't even started to play out in the market yet. There will be some adjustment that only time can bring. And I think when buyers get used to this new reality, we're gonna see the biggest changes are gonna be a pullback in number of sales. Takeaway four, speaking of the number of sales, well, as we close out the summer, we hit 1,549 total sales for 2022 so far. That's residential sales in the city of Sudbury immediately. Getting rid of areas like French River and Warren and anything that's on that far of an outskirt that I'm not going to be working in, but including things like the Valley, the Capriol even, in like Garson, all the surrounding areas. The city of Greater Sudbury, as I like to practice and work it. Last year at this time, 1,805 sales, which looking back will clearly be an anomaly. In 2018 and 19 and 20, we were hovering around 1,350 total sales for this time of the year so far. How far will sales fall compared to the previous years? That becomes a bigger question. With rising rates and a new normal for the cost of borrowing for buyers, I think we're going to see sales pull way back from last year's numbers. Looking at stats from the past 5 years, all but one of those years hit right around 200 sales for September. And it was actually in 2018 we had 181 home sell. But I think we're going to be lucky to hit 180 sales this September. That's my big bold prediction for today on this. And I fully expect that pull that back to be some historic low number of sales for the remainder of the year. This is where we see higher lending rates play out and take their toll on the marketplace. If we are to shift from a seller's market to a balanced market, or even one of a, like towards a buyer's market, it's going to have a lot to do with the, remember, there's the numerator and the denominator. It's the number of sales, but it has to be divided by the number of sales by the total of listings. It's not going to be the number of listings that are going to change that much, or we're going to balloon that much higher. It's going to be the number of sales that are going to be really decreased here. Takeaway five. My big bold predictions on wrapping this all together and where does the market go from here. A lot of times I try to take my time and, you know, predict individually what's going to play out, but I think a lot of buyers don't fully realize the impact of what these higher rates actually mean. A lot of people locked into the rate or have just heard about the rates going up, and they are on a variable rate. But because the banks have shifted the way the banks have reacted, and I went into a big deep dive, and I apologize if I lost you last week on the trigger rate speech, because I listened to it back and I'm like, man, that was a lot of heavy information in a quickly time period. So I probably bored some people that might have turned the podcast off, and I apologize about that. But basically, when interest rates have gone up, like even if you were on a variable rate, your payment hasn't changed because the bank shifted how much principal and interest you're paying. So people haven't, like, they might have heard that the banks are doing this, and they might have heard that the Bank of Canada is making these changes, but it hasn't affected them yet. I think that for this reason, I don't think there's going to be a lot of doom and gloom of people losing their homes in the short period, even if that trigger rate happens and people have to negotiate a little bit of a higher payment in the short term. But I do think that a mortgage that a buyer thought was going to be paid off in 25 years, and to be perfectly honest, I know that that's not the reality, that buyers don't pay off their mortgages. They just pay down their mortgages. And then a lot of times they say, oh, look, there's $60,000 of equity I can use to go pay for the lifestyle that I've kind of been overextending myself over the last 5 years. So at negotiation time, they're going to go borrow that money, take up at a higher rate and take out a higher mortgage, and then but have that $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 to pay off those credit card debts or anything else that they might have accumulated over that last little bit. How did they get that equity? Well, their place might have gone up a little bit in value, but also they paid down that mortgage. But if they're on those variable rate mortgages and the banks have shifted that balance between principal and interest to be almost entirely interest payments and no principal, they're going to look back at the end of their term and they're going to say, where's that $40,000 or $60,000 or $100,000 I was banking on to be able to help me with my life? A lot of people aren't changing the quality of lifestyle. They're still eating out. They're still, you know, buying newer cars. They're still, you know, keeping up with the Joneses in their neighborhood or whatever. The vacations, the big screen TVs, whatever that lifestyle they had from before, that's the lifestyle they're going to continue to live. So how does that end up playing out? And I try to be an eternal optimist, but the damage that's going to exist from buyers over-borrowing and from central banks of the world printing money. Not, if anybody wants to go into it, go pull up. Actually, the Bank of Canada did a thread on Twitter about we didn't print cash. they printed money, but they called, we didn't print dollar bills. They just added money into the environment that allowed there to be more money. But the full effects that this has happened is going to take 5 or 10 years to fully play out in the marketplace. And that might even be optimistic. I think it's going to take at least a decade before people look at housing as a quick get rich easy plan to add to their lifestyle. Does that change the fact that housing can't be a great investment still? Nope, definitely not. And like, I personally have been investing in real estate for almost 15 years, way before Rich Dad Poor Dad told me to do so in an Instagram video. And I plan on doing it for the next 15 years. Up until 3 years ago, I told every buyer I dealt with to focus on mortgage pay down and to, like, you invested for three reasons: mortgage pay down, cash flow, and future appreciation. And in Sudbury, there was no future appreciation. The place is going to be worth what you bought it for in the future and kind of hope for that. What you're gaining is you're gaining whatever the tenants have paid. You've paid down the mortgage and you've paid down that much principal, as well as maybe there was $400 or $500 left over at the end of the month that would be considered cash flow that you have to kind of fund any repairs or something. And that's what I banked on investors. And we still had a healthy marketplace for my first 12 or 13 years in real estate before the COVID craziness came. I plan on investing for the next 15 years with focus on value-added projects. What project can you buy and actually do some work to, or put your skills to use in some way, shape, or form that place is going to be worth more than what you paid for it? Maybe you're a contractor and you can do the renovations. Maybe you know the setbacks great, and you know the City of Sudbury permits great, and you can add that secondary. You can add an extra apartment in that suite. Or maybe you know you're a great GC and you've got a lot of different friends and trades, and you can general out getting the roof done and getting this contractor done and getting this done, and you're going to be on the ball and flip over this tenant and do this and cash for keys here, whatever that looks like. If you could focus on value-added projects where you can buy the property, cover your costs as much as you can, have a good building in a good area where tenants are paying on the mortgage, it's not easy to do. But guys, there's some great agents at Lake City Realty that are happy and up for the challenge and helping you guys if that's what you're looking for. Anyway, guys, that's my 15 minutes or 16 minutes and 30 seconds on the mic today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for spending the time with me. I just wanted to say again, anybody that's listened to me this long, I hope you're telling your friends and your parents and your brothers or sisters to listen to me as well. I want a bunch of you guys to be the most educated buyers and sellers in Sudbury. And if there's anything we could do at Lake City Realty, send me a text, send me a DM. Love to connect with you. Have a coffee, chat. And thank you, guys. We'll see you next week, Sudbury.